Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. I am with the fraud department. Will you hold one moment while I review your account?
Whatever, I just want this over with because this is definitely some kind of fraud.
Okay, just bear with me one moment. Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Linda Adams.
Will you verify your shipping address?
622 Fort Spunky Road, Catoosa, 74015.
Okay, just hold on a moment. Okay, see here you have this KitchenAid with us.
What?
I do see here you have this KitchenAid.
A KitchenAid what?
Are you saying that you never placed the order at all?
Never. No,
Do you
I
think
don't know
anyone in your
what.
household could have placed the order?
No. I'm the only one that has access to my computers.
Will you verify your email?
LindaRN1220 at sbcglobal.net.
Okay, we have LindaRN1220
at
gmail.com.
All right, that'll work.
Yeah, what's your phone number?
What, don't ever call me, but 918-314-3265. I don't know what the hell this is, but I want my money back and it needs to go away.
Okay, so the number we have is 918-739-3688.
Yeah, that was my home number.
Okay, so the information that you verified to me is the same information that you receive when the order was very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order, then I can go ahead and go through with that investigation.
Investigation. You better stop taking money out of my damn account. I'm going to, either that or Monday, I'm going to have to figure out a way to block you guys from taking any money out of my account. This is ridiculous. I never, ever, ever entered any contest, never, ever, ever gave anybody permission to take $7.95, let alone $56.95 out of my account every month. That's a scam. You guys are a big scam, and I'm going to report you to somebody.
Okay, so just hold one moment. Okay, so would you like to go through with that investigation?
Oh, absolutely. There doesn't need to be an investigation. I want my money back, and I want it now.
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS Post Inspector. Now, I just want you to be aware you can call back later if you would like to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
No, I promise you, nothing like this was ever done by me. I am not giving you permission to take any more money out of my account. It needs to stop right now. I want it stopped. Are you telling me you can't stop taking money out of my account?
Your account have already been canceled, ma'am.
How did that happen? Just by me calling?
Okay, Lexi, would you like to go through with the fraud investigation?
I want the money coming out of my account to be returned to my account, and I want this to stop. That's what I want. How stupid are these people? Shit. I want to do whatever I've got to do to save anybody else from this kind of a scam. And I want it to stop.
Okay, so I did fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
All right. And no more. Is that right? No more. And my money's coming back.
Everything has been canceled, and you have been fully refunded. I have that confirmation number for you to write down.
Okay. What is it?
C for Charlie 261.
Pardon?
C for Charlie.
B?
No, C for Charlie. 261-0043-16.
16?
That's correct.
All right. That's it. Hello? Is that it?
That's great. Is there anything else that I may help you with today?
Oh, no.